As children of the baby boom generation continue to reach school age, America's schools are grappling with the biggest enrollment increase in 30 years. The nation's largest public school system is in New York City. When it opened its doors last week, it was at about 110% of full enrollment. That's tens of thousands of students over capacity. The overcrowding has sparked a controversial proposal in the city to let Catholic schools absorb some of these public school students. From member station WNYC, Beth Verdick reports.
The idea was first floated almost 5 years ago by the teachers' union. Speaking before a conference in New York City, Albert Shanker, president of the American Federation of Teachers, called for educators to work together on solving performance problems in big city school systems. Catherine Hickey, superintendent of schools for the Archdiocese of New York City, recalls Shanker mentioning a special role for Catholic schools.
He challenged the Catholic schools to accept the lowest 5% of the achievers students in the public schools. I was in the audience that day. I heard Mr. Shanker, and at the end of his talk, I got up and I told him in the name of Cardinal O'Connor and of the Archdiocese of New York, I would accept his challenge.
But there was no response until the issue of overcrowding became a citywide crisis. When New York's public schools opened last week, they had 91,000 students more than capacity due to a combination of factors, including heavy immigration. Many buildings like this elementary school in Queens have added mobile classroom trailers parked outside in what used to be their play yards. Auditoriums, closets, even bathrooms have been turned into class space. So with overcrowding at historic levels, Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, himself a product of Catholic schools, suggested that the Board of Education consider the challenge from the Archdiocese. At a press conference today, he defended the idea against a chorus of skepticism from some school officials, parents, and politicians.
What the people who are opposing this are saying is, we are afraid of success. We're afraid that the parochial school system will do a better job than the public school system in educating 1,000 kids. And damn it, we should be in favor of success for kids rather than putting this moribund bureaucracy ahead of children.
The superintendent of Catholic schools says she's only asking that the city help willing parents pay for tuition and wants no public assistance that would compromise the mission of her schools. But despite the mayor's enthusiasm for this flexibility, the idea seems unlikely to go anywhere without support from the independent Board of Education or its chancellor. Chiara Coletti, a spokeswoman for schools Chancellor Rudy Crewe, calls the challenge from the Archdiocese generous, but she says the chancellor will not allow public school students to attend Catholic school classes.
The children in our system are Catholic, they're Protestant, they're Islamic, you know, from a host of religious backgrounds, and I don't think that we're prepared to take a certain portion of these children and put them into a religious school. It is not our right to do.
Civil libertarians claim it's also unconstitutional because it blurs the line between church and state. There's currently a court challenge in Milwaukee over a plan to give publicly funded vouchers to parents of Catholic school students. But Coletti says the chancellor is studying other ways to work with parochial schools, such as collaborating on common curriculum issues or leasing more space from Catholic schools that are underutilized. But arrangements like these must be carefully constructed. For example, whenever the city leases space from a Catholic school, religious icons have to be covered up, which is why Norman Siegel, executive director of the New York chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union, urges caution in expanding this relationship between public and Catholic schools.
The prohibition with regard to establishment of religion says very simply that you can't have the public school entangled with the parochial schools with regard to, example, decisions or affecting curriculum, with regard to who's teaching and how they're teaching. So this is fraught with constitutional problems.
Parents and school officials also note that after years of cuts to the school construction budget, funding and management also have to be addressed in the search for more space. But as the city school system struggles with overcrowding while also trying to boost achievement scores, some say the Catholic schools are an attractive model, though the controversy remains over calls to spend taxpayers' money to send public school students to parochial school classes. For National Public Radio, I'm Beth Fertig in New York.